mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is already Wednesday, the 28th day of July, 2010. Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist and historian, will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes to give us his take on the WikiLeaks situation. Also, the war drums intensifying their drumming for a war with Iran and Syria. We'll be discussing that and a lot more. Of course, so we'll talk to him about the economy and his view on that front as well coming up in 30 minutes. I'm going to cover a lot of really important news in the meantime. And then we're going to have wide open phones during the second hour and the third hour. I'm going to open the phones up specifically for military and police. The phones loaded up yesterday, but we only had time to get to a few of them. Calling in, talking about how the police are being militarized. How they are taking battle-hardened recruits from Iraq and training them to take on the American people for gun confiscation and martial law. That is confirmed. There is a criminal overthrow of the United States taking place, and the system intends to use the military and the police to be the physical enforcers for anybody that doesn't go willingly into the night and allow the globalists to implode this country so that the establishment can consolidate control. That is all coming up today. Amazing news right now that is up on Infowars.com from Kurt Nemo this morning. And he also links to Bloomberg. Possible false flag attack. Japanese say oil tanker attacked near the Strait of Hormuz. That's the headline at Infowars.com. Bloomberg is reporting this morning that an oil tanker owned by the Japanese company OSK Lines, operator of one of the world's second largest oil tanker fleets, may have been attacked near the Strait of Hormuz, a strategically important waterway between the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf bordering Iran. There was an explosion aboard the M-Star 5:30 a.m. Tokyo time that slightly injured one crew member. The shipping line said in a statement, the ship was on its way to the United Arab Emirates to assess the damage. No oil is reported leaking from the vessel, thank God. The explosion on the starboard side. They could have an explosion on board the ship. That wouldn't be very suspicious, but this is on the side of the ship. The explosion on the starboard side of the ship damaged hatches and a lifeboat. Corey Baker, a spokesman for the U.S. Fifth Fleet, speaking on phone from the fleet's base in Bahrain, told Bloomberg the cause and extent of the damage is unknown and will be investigated, he said. If it turns out to be an attack, it will have implications for ships going in and out of the Strait of Hormuz and will lead to delays and rising tanker rates, said Ben Goggin, a freight derivatives broker at the SSY Futures LTD, a unit of the world's second largest ship broker. There was a series of naval standoffs between the U.S. and Iran in the Strait of Hormuz in December of 2007-08. In January of 2008, the Pentagon accused Iran of threatening the U.S. Fifth Fleet, but this was later contradicted by the Navy. According to Press TV, a naval officer had literally given the order to fire on Iranian ships. And remember what the New Yorker magazine and, of course, Seymour Hersh reported, and it was later confirmed that White House officials told Cy Hersh that Cheney was having U.S. attack boats, gunboats, painted up like blue Iranian gunboats, and we're going to have Navy SEALs attack U.S. or other ships to be blamed. And it turns out right at that same time there were these fake transmissions that turned out they were not from Iran. And then later the evidence pointed towards private contractors saying, we're going to fire missiles at you in 1 minute. And then the media said, oh, Iranian boats were going to attack. This is how they want to start World War III with Iran. This is a Strait of Hormuz event. We'll cover this top story and a lot more on the economy, the depression, the police state. We're going to be covering it all today. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPundit.com. Stay with us.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's Wednesday. Webster Griffin's Hartley coming up in about 20 minutes. Let me get back into today's top story. What has Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Reagan and Bush Sr., said on this radio broadcast in the last 2 years? That he believes the number one way they're going to try to start a war with Iran is by staging a Strait of Hormuz event. In fact, he's been saying that for the last 2 years, at the end of Bush and the beginning of Obama. He actually started saying it here on this broadcast 4 years ago, and then about a year after he said that that was the intel he was getting, it came out in the mainstream news, New Yorker magazine, MSNBC, that Cy Hirsch, the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, investigative journalist, had sources inside the White House that told him that Cheney wanted to paint up fake Iranian patrol boats and have the Navy SEALs attack our ships. And then it turned out that right at that very time, months after Ray McGovern said this on this show and also wrote about it, that they did try to launch a fake attack on our ships by having patrol boats come out and then fake radio broadcasts saying, we're going to launch missiles on you in 60 seconds. And remember, that was all over the news, and they showed telephoto video footage of the patrol boat several miles away claiming that they'd transmitted that they were going to do this. They want to go to war with Iran. Ahmadinejad, of course, yesterday said that he has intel that the United States and Israel are planning to strike Iran in the next 3 months. We've got the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, saying they're getting ready to greenlight an attack. Of course, 2.5 months ago, that was the intel from Bilderberg Group that they are planning and have now greenlighted an attack on Iran. They need this to politically get people to rally around the flag when we're attacking another nation and forget about the depression, forget about Obama's plunging approval ratings. This is one of the false flags that they are definitely developing. And now Bloomberg reports this morning, Kurt Nemo's got an excellent report giving you the backstory and the history of it, dealing with all of this. And so this is extremely, extremely important information. Possible false flag. Japanese say oil tanker attacked near Strait of Hormuz. Now let's go back, though. This happened this morning. There was a series of naval standoffs between the U.S. and Iran in the Strait of Hormuz in December of 07 and January of 08. The Pentagon accused Iran of threatening the U.S. Fifth Fleet, but this was later contradicted by the Navy, Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, who then resigned, refusing to attack Iran. According to Press TV, a naval officer had literally given the order to fire on the Iranian ships. Vice Admiral Kevin J. Cosgriff, commander of the Fifth Fleet, said the U.S. ships received a radio call that was threatening in nature to the effect that they were closing on our ships and going to attack and that U.S. ships would, quote, explode. Iran characterized the radio communications as a standard transmission between ships and went on to say that they did not put out that transmission. Later, our media claimed it was some type of radio prankster doing it. Called the CIA. It goes on July 8, 2008, a mid-level clerical aide to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah al-Khamenei, said U.S. shipping in the Persian Gulf will be Iran's first targets, and they will be burned if there is an attack on Iran. It goes on, in July of 08, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh held an audience at the Campus Progress Journalism Conference at the Bush administration officials held a meeting with Dick Cheney's office to discuss ways to provoke war with Iran. There was a dozen ideas proffered about how to trigger a war. There was one that interested me most, and this is a quote, was why don't we build in our own shipyard, build four or five boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and next time one of the boats goes in the Strait of Hormuz, start a shoot-up, said Hersh, quoting Cheney. And now Japan is announcing that their biggest oil tanker line, the second biggest in the world, but the biggest for Japan, has been attacked. And they believe it was some type of terror attack, an explosion up against the side of the boat, blowing out a bulkhead and damaging some life rafts. So this is a very, very serious information. And this boil-down story by Kurt Nemo is vital to get out to everyone ahead of the media now starting to latch on to this and promote the fact that Iran has attacked a ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Very, very serious developments on that front. Continuing, Israeli defense chief offers warnings on Iran and Lebanon. So this echoes what Ahmadinejad saying about two Middle Eastern countries to be attacked. From my intel, I believe it's going to be Iran and Syria, perhaps Lebanon as well, maybe even Gaza. This is out of the Washington Post. Israeli defense chief offers warning on Iran and Lebanon. Israeli defense chief Ehud Barak is due to arrive in Washington bearing two warnings for American policymakers. Sanctions won't thwart Iran's push for nuclear weapons, and Israel will strike directly at Lebanese government institutions if Hezbollah launches rockets at Israel towns. In a wide-ranging interview, Barak, who has become one of Israel's most frequent official guests in Washington, outlined his vision for arresting Iran's nuclear drive, coping with Hezbollah threat, and forging a deal with the Palestinians. And he goes on to warn those countries that they may strike them sooner rather than later. Meanwhile, continuing to look at the Middle East, Russians say war with Iran is completely unacceptable. Dmitry Babich, Russia's profile magazine, has given an interview saying a war in Iran is absolutely unacceptable for Russia, and Russia will do everything to prevent that possibility. On the other hand, Russia is also afraid of Iran getting close to acquiring nuclear weapons. So he heads bet there via statements by Russian government officials. Iran has gone on in their official press TV organ, press blowhorn, to say Iran's independent of world powers. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said the Islamic Republic has gained independence, withdrawing itself from the circle of influence of economic powers. And he went on to say they're preparing to be attacked by the United States and or Israel. Both. Press TV is also reporting something that I know to be true, because Bush 4 years ago had the White House put out a press release reporting what Cy Hirsch and others had said several years before that, that thousands off and on of U.S. special forces, Arabic speaking, are all over Iran staging terror attacks against military and police installations, dams, schools, trying to elicit a response by Iran inside Iraq, coming across the border there, just punching them in the nose, slapping them in the face, rubbing it in, trying to get them to respond so World War III can be launched. And here's the press TV headline. U.S. funds sedition leaders to topple Iran. A top Islamic cleric says the U.S. has given the leaders of sedition $1 billion in order to topple the Islamic establishment during last year's post-election unrest. Well, yeah, that's been done twice in the last 8 years. I have acquired documents showing the Americans paid $1 billion to leaders of sedition through Saudi individuals, the archenemy of Iran. They're Sunni, Iran Shiite. That's why it's so asinine to say Iran is funding al-Qaeda when al-Qaeda is CIA and out of Saudi Arabia. It's the opposite. It's Sunni, not Shiite. Iran is Shiite. Shiite and Sunnis hate each other more than they hate the West. I mean, do you understand that? I have acquired documents showing that Americans paid $1 billion to leaders of sedition through Saudi Arabian individuals who are currently the U.S. agents in regional countries. The ILNA quoted head of the Guardian Council, Ayatollah Ahmed Janati, as saying yesterday, these Saudis, who spoke on behalf of the U.S., told the opposition figures that if you can't overthrow the Islamic establishment, we would pay another $50 billion, he added. The opposition leaders staged riots with the help of the U.S., and they were confident that the Islamic Revolution would fail with the assistance of the U.S. because it is soft war, which causes people to break away from the Islamic system, he explained. The Iranian cleric further pointed out the system, which does not enjoy the support of the nation, will collapse automatically. Ayatollah Janati said Saudi Arabia is obeying the U.S. in a servile manner, and added that Iran is the only country which stood by itself and chanted death to America with strength. You know, these Ayatollahs on record were put into power against the Shah. There was a arms for hostages deal. It was a way to double cross Jimmy Carter. And that's all been declassified. It was all staged. So I don't trust these guys any more than I trust the globalists that run our country. And they play into this paradigm of death to America. Death to America? America's been seized by the very banks that ran your country until 53. And then re-overthrew it for that brief time after 53. And so death to America? It's the globalists that are killing the United States. Nevertheless, either way you slice it, dice it, any angle you look at this, you can see World War III being prepared. You can see global crises, financial, economic, military, cultural, all being triggered. The dominoes are now in motion. And all of us have to realize that world government is being formed, a new planetary bank that you pay your carbon taxes to, that controls your domestic government. Every major nation from Greece to the United States that's fallen to these bankers is passing or has passed legislation to give the banking cartel that created the trillions in derivatives total power over the economy. And they need to start a war as a political smokescreen to complete their takeover. The good news is people are starting to wake up to this, but not fast enough. And so these are the times that try men and women's souls. The quickening is here. The acceleration is upon us. You're going to see staged terror attacks to be blamed on domestic groups. You're going to see staged terror attacks to be blamed on foreign governments. That's now inevitable. If we cause a giant awakening, the globalists may back off. But at this time, they have engaged. The clock is ticking. The time bomb is ticking. And just strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen, because you're about to see massive changes.
arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 28, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,164.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,195.85, $597.92 for a half ounce, or $298.96 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,195.85, $597.92, and $298.96.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum.
Here's some of the other important news we have here in front of us. Look at how just a year ago Al Gore would go to public events promoting global carbon taxes and taxes on basically all human activity in the United States. China, India, and others are exempt. That would simply move what industry we have left over there. Notice how he was still a god. He was believed. He would get before Congress and say, no one questions global warming. All scientists agree it's man-made. We're all dead if you don't pay me tax money. And now he does hardly any public events. Everywhere he goes, people infiltrate and shout him down. And because that aura of invincibility has been shattered, a 3.5-year-old police investigation dealing with sexual assault has been reopened, and the woman claims she's got the equivalent of the blue dress. Al got a little excited. And KOMO-TV reports, Al Gore interviewed by Portland detectives. Detectives interviewed former U.S. Vice President Al Gore this past week in San Francisco. A law enforcement source has confirmed to KATU News. Portland police detectives interviewed Gore on Thursday, questioning him further of allegations that he sexually abused a licensed massage therapist. Investigators had filed a special report in January of 2007, recording the message therapist claims that Gore grabbed and groped her and chased her around, by the way, with an erection. When she gave him a massage at Portland Hotel in October of 2006. The woman went public in June 23rd, National Enquirer story, just like they did with John Edwards, and held up soiled pants for a June 30th Enquirer cover. She says it has his DNA on it. The Portland Police Bureau, remember Bill Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. How dare you? How dare you say that? I would never lie. She's like, here's the blue sequin dress. It's got his sperm all over it. On July 1st, the Portland Police Bureau reopened its sexual assault investigation into the former vice president. Officials said that the extra review was needed as detectives looked into the matter. This past year failed to notify high-ranking officials of the decision to drop the case. The Enquirer has published the stories of two other massage therapists. Those therapists who worked in hotels in Tokyo and Los Angeles have also claimed Gore made unwanted sexual advances. He's a thug. He wants to rape America and steal from you. He's bought two luxury homes on coastlines right on the water, but he says the water's going to raise in the next 6 years and kill everybody on the coast. This guy's a complete scam artist. He's a big, swollen liar. Remember Bill Clinton and all of his rapes? Remember Bill Clinton and the reports of him biting women's faces while he rapes them? Remember the man who saw Clinton going into Flowers' apartment, and he videotaped it, so state police came and broke both his legs and arms and tortured him until he gave them all the videos? These are rapists. These are thugs. These are scum. These are people that enjoy dominating you. Why did the Soviets and the Nazis and others kill masses of people and dominate and have terror? Because they like it. They like total power. This is what happens when psychopaths and criminals and control freaks get into control. This is a government that's told you that torture and secret arrest is good. This is a global government from England to Canada to the United States that hires private thugs in plain clothes to grab citizens, protesters off the streets with bags over their heads, throwing them into unmarked black vans to sell you on the image that it's normal to have plain clothes, private mercenaries put bags over your heads. They're psychopaths. Study their criminology. Of course Al Gore's guilty. She's got the dress. She told the cops she had the semen. They didn't want to see it. They didn't want to look at it because they're scared. And now they've got other women coming forward. And I believe them. This woman, you know, didn't go public for the first year because she was scared for her life. She thought if she ran out and said, this guy's chasing me around. He ran up, according to her, and grabbed her with his robe open with no underwear, hunching on her, grabbing her, trying to have sex with her. This is a disgusting pervert. Of course he wants to force women to have sex. It's about the power. Normal people don't understand this. Normal people want a woman to want you. Okay? You know, there's no desire for a normal person if the other person isn't interested. But these scumbags, they like to force it on people. They like to torture women. They like to rape women. What do you think's come out of Bohemian Grove? This is what they like. They enjoy dominating. It's about the power. That's why the UN's been caught running giant child kidnapping.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, we kick this transmission off at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Thank you for joining us. That's 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain. Webster Griffin Tarpley, Doctor of History, and of course he's also an economist, is joining us here in just a moment to cover a host of issues. WikiLeaks, and I haven't really asked his opinion, but he's joined us during the break, and I said, what's your view? And he said, I agree with your analysis on Russia Today yesterday. So it's interesting to hear that he concurs with me with my suspicions of WikiLeaks. We're going to talk about this possible false flag, Japanese, say, oil tanker attack near the Strait of Hormuz, some type of explosion up against the side of the ship, looking like it wasn't something internal. The Pentagon is looking at it as a terror attack. Remember, Cheney is on record wanting to attack our own ships in the Strait of Hormuz, according to New Yorker magazine and MSNBC from Cy Hirsch. And how does that tie into the war drums? With Ahmadinejad saying he's got intel that the strike on Iran and one other Middle Eastern country, possibly Lebanon or Syria, will happen in the next 3 months. We'll talk about the economy, the deepening depression. Also, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts sent us an editorial yesterday to post up at Infowars.com. We appreciate him giving us his columns. And it just went up this morning. The year America dissolved. And he's predicting a road warrior-type collapse if this Malthusian deindustrialization program continues. I'll cover that after Tarpley leaves us in about 57 minutes from now. And we're going to have open phones later in the next hour. And then in the third hour, phone calls just for military and police about top-secret USA. Because it's not just 854,000 private corporate people with the highest security clearance spying on everyone. It's the 3 million police and others being converted over to literal domestic Stasi forces. So that's coming up. Before I go any further, you know the Obama deception has been censored and attacked all over the web and demonized. There have been multiple dirty tricks to bring it down, false copyright claims that we were able to correct 3 months ago. Then the deletion by YouTube and Google 2 weeks ago. It's back up because of protest. Don't let them stop you. Get it and get it out to everyone. Get the hard copy, highest quality DVD with the expanded extras at InfoWars.com. Get four copies for $19.95 because people are a lot more apt to watch it when it's a beautiful color cover, has the full description on the back. Has everything. The Obama deception. I'm ending this special where you get four copies for basically $5 a piece or a little bit less. You can get 10 copies for $39.95 or $3.98 a piece. 10 copies and give them to everyone you know. Go into your Christmas shopping early. You know, buy 10 of these and give it to everybody you know because this covers the banking takeover, the globalist New World Order Malthusian plan, how Obama's a criminal, continuing the torture, how he's going to launch new wars. This is made a year and a half ago. And it's evergreen. It's more pertinent today than it was then. You can also call toll-free and get the Obama deception or Invisible Empire or Police State 4, the Rise of FEMA by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And I want to thank everybody that buys the books, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the videos. Not only are they great tools to inform yourself to a higher level and wake others up, your purchase also funds the radio show, the news websites, everything we're doing. And where can you say anybody's having a bigger effect than this show? It's quite a responsibility, and we're honored to be here and to be a platform for all these informative guests that we bring on the show, like Dr. Tarpley. Dr. Tarpley, good to have you here with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
So much is happening. We've only got less than an hour with you. You've been deluged by the storm and falling trees. And any time now, arborists may come to the door to cut down the fallen trees. So we're going to move quickly. You've got the floor. WikiLeaks tied into Iran, tied into the unfolding depression, and calls to censor the Internet. Webster Tarpley.
Well, I would start by saying that WikiLeaks and the person of this strange Julian Assange fulfills the prima facie case for a limited hangout operation by the intelligence agencies themselves in a broad sense. When you include things like Project Democracy on the U.S. side, when you look at the Soros group of foundations and so forth and look at them as a part of the intelligence community, that seems to be what we have. And the goal, of course, all of the U.S. coverage in particular, focuses the attack on Pakistan. That the big news here is not war crimes by Bush or Cheney or Obama or Gates or any of these people, but it's rather the perfidy and the treachery of Pakistan. So we're essentially got a case where they're saying the Afghanistan war is not going well. Let's dump that. Let's dump that country into chaos. Let's focus on Iran and Pakistan above all.
This comes out 1 week to interrupt, 1 week after they admit, okay, advisors are in Pakistan, U.S. troops are there, Blackwater is there, something they've been denying for 2 years, as the CIA drone attacks intensify. I remember a year and a half ago in Mumbai, they blamed General Hamid Ghul. He called me and said, I'd like to come on and set the record straight. He says he doesn't want to come on at this time. He didn't give us the reasons. But the point is, he said Western intelligence ran this attack. And then it came out 2 months ago in the Chicago Tribune that the head of the Mumbai attack is a CIA agent from the United States. And the head of Indian's intelligence said the same thing. So they're always trying to blame Pakistan.
Right. Pakistan is the target. Let's focus for a minute on WikiLeaks and this Assange. Remember Cass Sunstein, the totalitarian liberal regulations are in the Obama White House. And he came out with this article some months back where he said what we need to do is to have the cognitive disruption of the 9/11 truth movement. In other words, we've got to put out our own disinformation and try to disrupt and interfere with the process.
Yeah, he said that. He said, we'll pose as patriots online to get credibility to attack other patriots. And so that's why you see the COINTELPRO against me, you know, claiming I'm bad, because they know they have no credibility from the government view. They've got to pose as activists while simultaneously pushing to censor the Internet.
Right. And, of course, it's not limited to people coming on with a patriotic or right-of-center profile at all. It includes ultra-left.
Full
and that,
spectrum.
That indeed is Soros's specialty. So I think what we have here is a rather sophisticated thing. They don't come on saying we're neocons and we don't like 9/11 truth. They come on saying we're the extremely radical, hunted group of rebels and anti-authoritarians, and we're telling you that Pakistan is the devil, which is just exactly what the mainstream media is.
And Assange comes out and attacks 9/11 truth.
Yes, exactly. And that's this thing in Belfast where he says he's annoyed by 9/11 truth. Let's just look at this. The big lies, of course, of the past 10 years, the lie of the 21st century is, of course, terrorism itself, al-Qaeda bin Laden. The papers that Assange has released include all kinds of references to Osama bin Laden, how he's in Quetta. He's taking part in the Quetta Shura, this council of alleged terrorist chiefs, which the mainline, you know, ABC News and NBC News.
We've got to go into Pakistan and get him.
Precisely. So this and then the attack on 9/11 truth, I think, is the most significant. What he's really saying is the conspiracies that are approved are my conspiracies, says Assange, right? If you've got a conspiracy approved by Assange, that's fine. But some other conspiracy is not in the mainstream of conspiracies. So let's just look at the background. Who is this guy? One of the most obvious things is who pays him? Who pays for this lifestyle that he has? He is a nomad, as we're told, right? He's somebody who jets around the world. He's kind of a jet-set nomad, living out of a backpack, showing up in different parts.
He's got a spy profile.
Well, yes, but of a special kind. I would call him a picaresque agent. I'm referring back to the picaresque novel, like, you know, Tom Jones by Fielding, where people are always moving around, right? They're always traveling through a landscape, and they never stop. And that seems to be Assange. Now, what's his background? His parents in Australia ran a traveling theater company. So that he seems to have attended about 37 different schools during the time that he was a child. So he's been born into this lifestyle of moving around. But the really sinister thing is that Assange's mother and half-brother, along with Assange, were on the run, according to Wikipedia. They were fleeing from the father of the half-brother, in other words, the second husband of the mother, who was trying to get them and take them back to a cult, which was the Anne Hamilton Byrne cult, which is essentially a group of people near Melbourne, Australia, who were using LSD as a treatment for children. And what they called therapy was to give a child LSD or psychopharmaca and then lock the child in a dark room.
So this is the classic cover for an intelligence agency mind control program.
Yes, but the thing that it turns out, and that was the end product of such a cult, are a group of severely impaired specimens. I think one of them might well be Assange. I don't know.
So you're saying he may be a mega patsy.
He may be somebody who's got severe problems that make him suggestible and make him manipulable by people. What he seems to have gotten out of this is a tremendous anti-authoritarian hatred for governments, for corporations, really for any institution. His attack seems to be against any and all institutions. Notice he is not anti-war. He does not say that the U.S. should get out of Afghanistan and stop interfering in Pakistan. He just says, whatever you want to do, be transparent. Right. Make it clear what you're doing. Be humane and try to reform it. And really, that's all he has to say. There's no theoretical basis for this. He doesn't talk about imperialism. He doesn't talk about, Anglo-American banking. He doesn't talk about a new world order. He doesn't talk about any concept that might allow somebody to make sense of this, you know, from whatever point of view. In other words, he just doesn't go there. There's no element of that. So I think this is a very, very suspicious and strange individual. Now, if we look at the institution, what is WikiLeaks? They have a board, and you can look on the Internet, right? Wayne Madsen and other people have done useful work on this. If you look at the board seems to be packed with people from this sort of Soros left wing of the Anglo-American intelligence
and
world.
And Cass Sunstein has praised it.
Yes, well, that's very interesting. It seems, again, I think this is more or less his project. This is how they would do it. It wouldn't come on the scene, you know, in the official CIA. It can't. So we have this guy, Ben Lawrie, who's a former security boss of Google. And, of course, as many have pointed out, Google was essentially a project of it's a proprietary investment company run by the CIA and the
Incutel, and that's now
Incutel.
On record. That they've got their campuses now, their research campuses at NASA. I mean, this is the public face of the NSA with the public rollout and adoption of full NSA control.
Right, and we know now that we had it on the front page of the Washington Post here that Google and the National Security Agency are in a partnership. They are in a lockstep. They've practically merged. So the one of the people on the board comes from that. And otherwise, you have a large group of these U.S.-backed dissidents coming from China. You have Wang Dan, who has gotten the Project Democracy Award, right, from essentially the U.S. government. You've got this guy, Xiao Chan.
So they're trying to get their credibility right now to start pumping out info, what, against corporations they want to bring down, against other governments. I mean, if this is an operation, and as you said, Assange may be a great guy and is being manipulated. I mean, they've released the Army manual about how to stage false flag terror. That's great work. They released the helicopter gun footage that I think is important work. But that's how an intelligence op would work. They would give you good info up front to get your confidence. I mean, I don't think we can say 100% that these are bad guys, but certainly the way that the New York Times, The Guardian, and Der Spiegel have spun the material all against Pakistan and how they're propping up the myth, and this isn't really top secret, it's just secret material, battlefield communiques, which are famous for being used, fake body counts, you name it, to put out Pentagon propaganda.
We can also see that the intimate cooperation with the New York Times, with The Guardian of London, and with Der Spiegel of Germany, right? These are three arch-establishmentarian, very vaguely center-left.
Well, that's admitted. I mean, it turns out the New York Times, quote, crawled to Obama for instructions on WikiLeaks weeks before. So Assange kept saying, it's coming out, it's coming out. It turns out that's why all the newspapers were going to the government saying, what do we do with this? The government said, do it.
Right. But
I mean, that's 100% proof right there that, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Alex, you and I know that if you're coming out with some revelation that the government doesn't want, say something about 9/11 truth, you don't get the New York Times, The Guardian, and Der Spiegel cooperating with you. Der Spiegel, in particular, had a whole cover story on conspiracy fanatics who turned the world upside down, 9/11 truth, or lunatics, anti-Semites, and all the rest of this crazy stuff. A couple of other things about it. Assange claims to be a PhD, according to Madsen. This is from a diploma mill. There was at the beginning of his career, he purported to come from Kenya. He apparently does not come from Kenya. He comes from Australia. There is this strange book that he contributed to, Underground Tales of Hacking and Madmen, in which Assange appears as the character Mendax, which is simply the Latin word for a liar. So it's a very, very uncertain individual, a very, very uncertain group. They seem to work with
Picks the name Darth Liar. I mean, this is boy, that tells you something.
Something like that. And it's a pattern, of course, right? Remember, ultra-left financiers of the Soros type love to sponsor ultra-left, the sort of subversive groups. You go to France, you'll see the main left-wing newspaper, Libération, the main Parisian left-wing paper, is controlled by, it's owned by Baron Rothschild, and there have been all sorts of scandals about that.
Well, look, I have George Soros every day with Media Matters that he's the main contributor to and others attacking me. And basically saying I'm Satan. So this guy, I mean, we know that he's active everywhere.
Right. And then let's then look at, as you say quite properly, right, you've got to put in good information in order to get some credibility. A couple of stories about this. I was in Iceland last September, October, and I had a chance to give a lecture series in Reykjavik five nights in a row. I was on the main television the news program on the Sunday, right, the Blab Show. And what I was recommending and really calling on them to do is declare a debt moratorium. Freeze your debt. Stop paying your debt. Cancel your debt. Don't negotiate under the gun of the British and the Dutch and the IMF and the European Commission. But start by having a debt moratorium in the way that Mexico and Argentina and Brazil and about 35 other countries, down to Costa Rica, very small countries with no military, just like Iceland, have done it. And about a couple of months after I had departed, into town blows Julian Assange, who goes, strangely enough, to some of the very same people and apparently tells them, forget about this debt moratorium stuff. What we need to do here is to have this internet-free zone. In other words, a world haven for hackers, for pornographers, for other people on the internet. And let's set that up, and we'll make Reykjavik into the world mecca for all kinds of
dissidents. All right, stay there.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Patriot Jimmy Vaughn bringing us in. Got to get him in studio sometime to play the guitar for us. Okay, let's go back to Webster Tarpley with us for another 35 minutes. I got a bunch of other issues I want to get into him with. Let's, in this five-minute segment, finish up with the WikiLeaks. Webster, I'm going to sit back, finish up your points.
on Iceland, and the net effect of the arrival of Assange in Reykjavik, Iceland, was to convince a whole bunch of people who had started this debt moratorium agitation, which it seems to me is the only answer for the survival of the country, and go with this gimmick, really, which was to say, let's essentially act along the Soros program. Let's set up a haven for internet hackers, for various websites from around the world. We'll guarantee no censorship or anything like this. So therefore, you see how the guy operates. Here's another one. The Norm Coleman question, right? Norm Coleman was, of course, this senator from Minnesota, in many ways a nasty fellow. I certainly didn't like him. But there was a fight between Norm Coleman and Soros over who was going to become the president of the World Bank. And Soros had his own candidate, a guy called Ford Malik Brown, Baron Brown. Coleman was opposing him. So this seems to have contributed to the huge amount of money that was put into that Al Franken campaign. But in the middle of that, there was also an intervention by WikiLeaks against Norm Coleman. Right? They published his whole contributors list with the many, many details of the individual lives of these people. So
that's extremely suspicious.
The World Bank. So that's the idea. You gain credibility with a lot of good information, and then you can put in the fake information that targets the people that you want to target for completely different reasons. But, of course, the big thing is Pakistan, right? If you look at the London Guardian, right, which is the left wing of the British intelligence agencies, you can see that their coverage focuses on two things, that the 90,000-odd documents, very low-level, secret-level, essentially routine inter-office correspondence in the government labeled secret, these say Pakistan is treacherous. Pakistan betrays the U.S. Pakistan is a bad ally. They stab us in the back. And that then is giving rise now to this huge anti-Pakistani campaign, the attacks on General Gould and others, the demonization of the ISI, and so forth. But then also Iran. The Guardian focused on Iran, that Iran is fomenting a whole array of insurgencies in their part of Afghanistan along their border, and they're going to keep doing that. So you're left with the idea, it's going to be a good idea to de-emphasize and downplay the Afghan war and look now at your real enemies in the area, who are these two big states, Iran and Pakistan. And it seems to me one of the obvious things is to play one against the other, and that's a pattern that you see. The U.S. strategy in the entire Middle East is to try to line up a group of states that would be Arab and Sunni, plus a couple of others, against Iran, which is Iranian, Persian, and also Shiite. And the big call for the attack on Iran that you can read about in my essay that I put on the Internet, and you have it also on InfoWars, is that you've got the Gulf states, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, they've been jazzed up by the U.S., obviously, to demand the attack on Iran because this threatens them. So they're raising this hue and cry. The example, of course, is the ambassador from the United Arab Emirates in Aspen, Colorado, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, who went into a public tirade. We demand an attack on Iran immediately. What is this? We're willing to take the cost. You Americans get busy. This was at the Aspen Ideas Festival. So all of this going on, and the WikiLeaks feeds right into this agitation just at the proper moment.
It's all very suspicious. Stay there, Webster.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.